Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at all these beautiful faces. Everyone here is in transition. Left to right. You're in transition. And the Lord has something to tell you today. Something that would encourage you. Father God, I just thank you for this moment. You are God of every moment. And we thank you, Lord, that this moment you are with us. This moment, Father God, you are speaking over our lives, over our destiny call, the purpose of heaven over our lives this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you've been speaking to some of us in our dreams and even in our visions. You've spoken to us, God, with the words that come from a friend, a pastor, a neighbor. But God, we're in a season of transition, leaving that behind which we can no longer solve, which we can no longer hold on to. The door is shutting behind us, for you're taking us into something brand new. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, even as the changes and changes and changes come, that we would sit in the boat and let you row that boat ashore. For you're rowing the boat this morning, and you're taking us to new places. You're taking us to new places on the map. You're taking us to new places with our finances and our relationships. There's some geographic moves that are being made. There's some major changes, actually, in terms of relationships. And I thank you, Father God, even as 2026 that has opened this door. There are many doors that are being opened. There are many ways to walk. There are many ways to talk. There are many relationships, Father, that you're preparing for us up ahead in the distance for some, but some it seems so much further away. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking our faith as far as the horizon line ahead. For Father, what you have prepared for us, we have not yet seen. But we thank you that it's going to be your goodness that takes us there. It's going to be your grace that takes us there. It's going to be the grace of the Lord that we see that horizon line. And I thank you, Lord, even as you're preparing us for something new, that God, we will have that desire to run after you, to run hard after you. We want to be God chasers in 2026. We want to be known as the God chasers. We want to be known as the people that ran hard after God in 2026. We're the people that stood in prayer when it looked hard. We're the people that praised your name when it seemed easy. We want to be the God chasers in 2026. We want to be the ones that are hungry. We want to be the ones that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for the Lord says we shall be filled. And I thank you to Heavenly Father for what you are doing in this place. This is a good hour, and it's a good time to press into the Lord and to press into the moment that you're in. This is a moment that is very precious to him. Press in. For the changes are happening and the transition is upon us. And what we thought it was going to be, it's not that way at all. And when we thought it was going to be hard, we're going to see that there's ease in the glory. If we stay with him, there will be ease in the glory. By the end of this year, these seats will be full. We'll be putting out more rows, and it's a part of God's promise and what God wants to do in the city of Hamilton. Are you on board? Are you getting ready? Are you getting ready to evangelize? Are you praying for someone? Are you looking at your neighbor as if, well, they're not a pest. They're somebody I need to pray for. For our great blessings don't often come in the gift that we thought. It's not often wrapped up the way that we thought it should be. But there's some great blessings coming to many people in this place this year. And to some, it may not look right, and we may not think it's God, but I want you to know the Lord is speaking to you in this moment to take a second look. Take a second look, for there's something great that He is preparing for you. And it doesn't look like that package is for me. I know I'm speaking to many of you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen. The Lord says, don't be afraid. What is there to fear? If God be for you, then who can be against you? What is there to fear? I want to give you a word this morning. Where's my image? I want to give you a word that encouraged me, because I first have to walk through it before I can speak it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord praise this morning. We're in His house. We are in the house of the Lord. And we are going to be glad. We are glad in His house this morning. Are you glad with me? Are you glad? Are you a people of gladness? For you see, the world doesn't have it. You do. The world doesn't have it. We do. So be a people filled with gladness. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this morning. The title of the message is The House That We Once Built. See how mysterious that is? I try to make it mysterious so it attracts your attention. I want to talk to you about the house that you once built. Hallelujah. I want to go over first a part of the prophetic word that I gave you a few weeks ago. A part of that word was, people will be making moves this year. People will be making moves geographically, relationally, financially. And these moves are going to bring great breakthrough into your life. Remember that. A part of the blessing in 2026 is the moves we're going to be making. Some of us are changing jobs. Some of us are retiring from a job. Some of us are being placed or being moved even into education. Some of us are going to earn a degree. But we're making some moves this year. And the question is, are we going to be wise about the moves that we're about to make? Are we going to be wise as serpents this year? Are we going to allow the Lord to make the move on the chessboard for us? For geographically, relationally, financially. Those are the words that the Lord gave me. And He gave me Isaiah 43:18. He says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I'm telling you again, people of God, forget the former things. The Lord is about to do a new thing. And the people in this house who thought they couldn't run, you're going to be running on fire for the Lord. The Lord is going to light the fire again. The house we once built. The Lord wants to talk to you about that even as you're beginning to transition into a new house. My transition is out of retirement into a new house. place, a new life, a new way of thinking. So I have to walk this out with him. It's a season of transition for all of us. And I want you to take a look at that chessboard for those of you who know how to play chess. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See? I am doing a new thing. And now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. How many need a way in the wilderness? How many of you need a breakthrough? You need an open door of opportunity. You need something to change. You need something to move out of your way. Forget the former things. Forget the way you tried to make it happen. Forget the way you tried to see it done. For there's a new thing happening, says the Lord. And the Lord doesn't say you are going to do it. The Lord says, I am going to do it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I am going to do it. I am going to do it. It's not going to be our degree. It's not going to be my push. It's not going to be my pull. I am making a way for you, says the Lord. I am going to do it. I am going to speak to the bank manager. I am going to open that door. I'm the one that's going to get that document signed. I am going to do it. It's not going to be my push and my pull. It's not going to be how far I can cast my fishing rod. It's not going to be about me and my ability and my skill. It's going to be me, says the Lord. It's my grace that's going to get you through 2026. The house I once built was built with my own hands. The relationships I once had was built with my own hands. But this time, says the Lord, it is going to be of me. I'm the one that's going to make the change. Stay in the boat and let me row the boat ashore. For sometimes we get our hands into things. Sometimes we've got to get our hands in there. They look like such big hands, don't they? I got to get involved. I've got to make it happen. I've got to keep this to myself. I can't share it with others. There are many things we do. It's our nature to hold on. It's our nature to try. And if I fail this time, I try harder. But this time, says the Lord, try it again with me. Try it again with me, says the Lord. I am going to make the way. I am going to move the mountain. I will do the pushing and the pulling. For if God be for me, who can be against me? But when the Lord is working something out, we tend to get our hands in there. I tend to want to move that boulder because, you know, God says he's going to move it in 2026, but I needed it done yesterday. So I'm going to get my hands in there, and I'm going to push, and I'm going to pull, and I'm going to make the phone calls, and I'm going to make them do what I want to do. Because that's how we do things. But that's the house that we built. And we broke our relationships with the way we built our house. A God said, this time, you're going to build your house with me. Which means all my flesh, all that I want to see done, all of me push and my pull and my groove, all of that has got to die. Because of all that he has prepared for us, my flesh has to die. Did you say? I didn't hear anybody say that. With all that the Lord has planned for me this year, my flesh has to
die.
Oh, God. And how is your flesh going to die? I spent some time crying before the Lord because, you know, when he's killing our flesh of that which I want, that which we see, that is what I want. That's how I want it to look. That's what I want it to, that's what I envision. But sometimes that vision is not God's vision for us, and it's not the way he's going to do it. The house that I built was filled with resentment, filled with bitterness, filled with people who didn't like me, people who wanted to dethrone me, people who don't understand me. But the Lord says, forget the former things. And before you make a move on that chessboard, make it with me, says the Lord. Because it's not going to be about my fashion sense. It's not going to be about my friends that I have that can move me up the ladder. The dawn is breaking. The dawn is breaking. Do you remember the story of Peter who went fishing? We should all know that story. But Peter went fishing. And he fished all night. And how many times have we gone fishing? And we fish today, and we'll try again tomorrow, and I'm going to try again next week. Well, Peter went fishing, and he fished all night, and his net came up empty. But the dawn is breaking on 2026, and Jesus is walking into our situation, and he's saying, Peter, try it with me. Throw the net. Where? On the other side. Try it with me. Peter had skill. Peter had knowledge. He was a seasoned fisherman. We have skills. We have knowledge. We can drive a truck. We can drive an Uber. We have skill. We have knowledge. But unless the Lord builds the house, I've got skill. I got 30 years experience. I've been at this job 20 years. I know what I'm doing. I've been driving this truck 10 years. I've been a nurse for 40 years. And we can spout off all our skill and all our experience. But when Peter went fishing all night, he came up with nothing but an empty net. And nothing changed in that man's life until Jesus walked in. Try it this time with him and not our skill. That's the house that we built. I built a house, and no matter how hard I tried, that house still crumbled. No matter how much I dragged that teenager out of the darkness. He still wanted to run out. No matter how much I said to my daughter, don't go out with that man. She's still gone out with that man. But this time, the Lord is going to walk into our situation. And if we would listen, cast the net on the other side. He's saying, do it my way. Walk with me in my way. Let me show you the path to go. My word is a lamp unto your feet. And unless you stop pushing, pulling, running, jumping, trying to scale the wall, we're not going to get there. The dawn is breaking, and Peter was waiting for his destiny. He had skill and experience, but where is my reward? Where is my breakthrough? The dawn is breaking in 2026. For many of us, the job is waiting. Hope is being restored, but the Lord says it cannot be the way you built your house. Then it'll just be another going around the mountain. When Peter listened to the word of the Lord, Peter forgot about his past and the way he always did things because of his experience. I always cast my net on the left. I always do it this way. Don't tell me to change. Because it's always been this way. When my mom went to Africa, she went to three nations. And when she came home, she spent a whole year in Africa. And when she came home, she said the hardest part of working with these women was that no one wanted to change. When I try to tell them, this is the way you feed your child, this is how we give them this medicine, this is going to help them, they would say things like, that's not how my grandmother did it. That's not how my grandfather did it. And she said it was so frustrating trying to get people to see that there was something better. See, says the Lord. I want you to see. I don't want you to walk through 2026 with blinders over your eyes. I need you to see. Because Peter was casting his net in the same direction, and Peter couldn't see that it's not working anymore. But the traditions of men keep us on the chessboard in a place where we don't move. We won't even move the pieces because of my traditions, because of my culture, because this is the way my grandmother did it. This is the way my mother always did it. And so we remain stagnant. And lukewarm. I don't want to remain lukewarm. Do you? Do you? Do you? Forget the former things, the traditions of men, the culture that I grew up in, the way of my family. Do not dwell on those past things. See, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? People of God, many people don't perceive when God is doing something new. As a matter of fact, we fight against it. We're contrary to it. This isn't what it's supposed to look like. This isn't what church is supposed to look like. And so we fight. And we go and build another house the way we think it should look. We walk out of the house that God is building to go build another house based on my tradition, my culture, and the way I've always done it. Even though the Lord says, forget that way, I am doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. Peter, cast your net on this side. Imagine that moment when Peter looked up and saw the Savior, the one who had been crucified. And he walks into your life and he says, Ben, cast the net on the other side. You've been fishing all night without success. Will you listen to me now and cast your net on the other side? Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And if you cast your net on the other side, you'll be able to make that move on the chessboard. Because if you can't make the move, you can't win the game. If you can't step out, you can't succeed. Unless we're willing to try something new, we cannot see the breakthrough. Because the breakthrough we're looking for does not come in my old way of thinking. It does not come in the way I used to do it. It does not come in the way my grandmother did it and my grandfather did it. Jesus said, I'm doing a new thing. Cast your net now. Cast it now on the other side. Because I have abundance for you. Abundance. Say abundance. Abundance. Imagine abundance. That when I look in my bank account, there isn't just enough for a Tim Hortons coffee. Jesus does not want us to live just enough. That's the enemy that has been speaking to us for years. Just enough is enough. No, it isn't. See, I'm doing a new thing, and the season of just enough is a former thing. Just enough is not a part of the kingdom mandate. There is no hopelessness in the kingdom of God. There is no lack in the kingdom of God. There is all sufficiency in all things so that we may abound, abound, abound in every good work. A season of transition is upon us, but we must transition from the old way of looking at things. Whoo, hallelujah. Say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah. 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 There's an anointing up in here. I heard that from an American and I like it. There's an anointing up in here. For the Lord wants his people to change. He wants them refreshed. He wants us healed. He wants us restored. But unless we're willing to grasp his way of doing things and let go of the way we have always done it, that breakthrough will never come. The Lord said to Abraham, Abram in Genesis 12, hallelujah, that hope's coming back out. That anointing up in here, there's an anointing up in here. Hey, shadadadaboho, hey, shalabaha, ho, ho, ho. And the Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Now, listen to that. He told him to go. Go. And it's at the end, he says, to the land I will show you. So the way I look at that, God approaches Abraham, who will be Pastor Alex. And God says to Abram, go to the new country. Go to that new place. And you have to leave your family behind, which is your tradition, which is your culture, which is your way of doing things. And Abraham had already packed up. Did you know he had already packed? He started to pack. And the Lord says, to the land I will show you. Before he got to the part that says to the land, Abraham was all ready to go. Did you know Abraham's family worshiped the stars? They were astrologists. But God came to him with a new thing. A new thing. That was the way of your family. That was the way of your people. But I'm doing a new thing. Abraham had already packed. He was already ready to go. The Lord says, I'm going to take you to a place where I'm going to bless you. And maybe it's a job, maybe it's a new home, maybe it's a new area of ministry, maybe it's time to be promoted in ministry, maybe God has all of that. But he says, Abraham, you have to let go. You have to let go. I wrote this down in 2024, and I read it this morning, and I thought, man, where did I get that revelation? In God's house, listen, if God's house is above all powers and above all thrones, does everybody believe that? God's house is above all powers and all thrones. Therefore, those who live in God's house must behave above all powers and all thrones. Do we live in God's house? Well, his house is above all powers and all thrones. Then why do we behave as if we're poor, dumb, deaf, and blind? All powers and above all thrones. We sing that song. I love that song. But we don't behave that way. And that's what God wants to change. Forget the former things and behave as if you live in a house that's above all powers and all thrones. That really helped me. That really helped me see that I can't lack in faith when God tells me something, because I live in a house that's above all powers and all thrones. Then why don't I have the faith to believe what God says he's going to do? Why do I cry every time something contrary to his word happens? Why do I let go of what God has for me when I live in the house of all powers over all thrones? It's time to change our perspective of who we are in Christ, because we say it. I know who I am in Christ. But do you know, in Christ, you're above all lack, all addiction, all failure, all fear. Do we know that? We live in Christ. I am in Christ. I am seated with him in heavenly places. But when he comes and he says, Jessica, I've been thinking about you. And I've got a geographic move for you. I've got a change for you in 2026. And if you embrace it, my daughter, I'm going to bring such a great breakthrough in your life like you have never seen. But you have to leave the traditions of men, the way I think about things, the way I believe things. It's not going to help me. Jessica, cast your net on the other side. For there's abundance, abundance, abundance. And now Jessica has to go through the transition. If she says yes to God, she's being transitioned from one geographic location to another. And in the transition, she is going to learn what God really means when he says, you're in a new season. You're going to see him come alongside and solve problems that look too hard, that solve problems that you could never solve. He's going to do it, for he says, I am doing a new thing. I am doing it. I am doing it. It takes the burden off of me. Why am I carrying this burden? And when I come to the house of the Lord, I have no joy. We've got to shake it off. I want you to stand up for a second. Shake it off. This is an activation right now. The Lord is doing a new thing. Shall you not perceive it? Shake it off. Shake off 2025. The disappointment, what you thought was going to happen, who you thought was going to be in your life. Shake it, shake it, shake it. It's not mine anymore. The traditions of men have got to go. My culture and the way my parents always did things has got to go. For the Lord is calling me to cast my net on the other side. Okay, you may be seated. That's just the first activation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it, share it. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap, give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we're moving forward from the place where we were planted, this is important. Are you listening? When the Lord is moving you geographically, maybe he's moving you from one church to another. Maybe he's moving you from a church to this church. Maybe he's moving you from one job to another, a relationship to another. In all of that, transition. We want to take others with us. But when the Lord called you out of your family, when he called you out of your country, when he called you out of that church to go to another, he called you all alone. And sometimes we won't leave. Where's that scripture about Abraham again? Abraham, was it Genesis 12? When God called Abraham, look at that. Who did he call? Well, how many people is Abraham? Really? How, what? So God didn't tell Abraham to go to his neighbor next door and say, I'm not going unless you come, right? Did he tell him, go tell the guy who is the good with agriculture, get the guy who is a great scientist, make sure that guy who's a great teacher, make sure they're all coming. Because that's how we think. When God calls us out of one season of our lives to transition into the next season, the Lord calls us all alone. Be careful that you're not telling your sister she's got to come. Your sister's got six kids and she's trying to hold down a job, but she's supposed to come. Did God call Abraham's sister? I want you to get this, because you're in a transition just like me. And when the Lord calls you, he calls you and he says, your family is going. You and yours, not you and Denise. Not you and Vicky. We must be careful how we leave one house. To stand in another house. Do you remember David? When Saul abused David until he could no longer take a moment in that palace, David ran away from Saul's house, and David left all alone. When God called me to retire out of the hospital 35 years, I couldn't go and say to my best friend, you got to come too. May not be their time. It may not be their call. Use wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. When the Lord is calling you into a new season, it is you and your family, not everybody you know. So therefore, we're not going to go to the phone. We're going to go to the throne. You called me all alone. I have two brothers. They're living their lives. I have nephews. I have people in my life. But when God called me into ministry, I couldn't go to my brother and say, you got to give up that job. God has called us. Because I remember God had called me. It's not an us thing. It's not a, listen, you coming? I'm taking the bus. You got to come. You got to be here. It's none of that. I want you to use wisdom in this season of transition. When the Lord has called you, even to leave your country, he's calling you all alone. Let him be God to the people you love who are all around you. But if he didn't call them to go, you shouldn't either. Did you hear me? If God called you to be an evangelist, don't come call me out of my bed at 3 o'clock and tell me I gotta go stand at the mall. Because my call is to get some sleep. And I don't want to hear God told you to go do this and go do that. What are you calling me for? I am not God in your life. Trust me, I've done that. That's why I'm telling you. I've called other people. God told me to go to this place, this church called Eagle Worldwide. And I'm all afraid. I'm the only one. Everybody that's in my church is all praising the Lord. Hallelujah. But then the Lord says, I want you to go to this church. He gave me a dream of this man preaching at the on a stage. And he was wearing this salmon pink shirt. And I called a few friends. And I thought, well, I'm supposed to go and see this man preach. And it's at the Revival Center. And I thought, well, I'm not going there alone. I'm alone here. Who wants to come? My car holds five. Everybody was like, I'm not leaving my church. I'm not doing this. I'm telling you, don't do it. It's not a good thing to calling people up to tell them, God's called me to go, so you come too. Oh, my goodness, it took me 3 Sundays to find the Revival Center. I got lost all the time. And I remember I got to the Revival Center all alone. Do you hear me? And I walked in late, because that's, you know, it's a Jamaican thing. It's the traditions of men, my culture. Do you see my friend back there laughing? He understands, he's Jamaican. I'm standing there at the Revival Center, minding my own business, all alone. And there's this man standing there preaching in a salmon shirt. And I knew I was called to Eagle Worldwide Ministries all alone. And that's where I met Pastor Alex, and it has not been a smooth ride ever since. David left Saul's house, and many wanted to follow him. Many wanted to follow him. Where are you going? You know, natural leaders, people want to follow. But God called him all alone. God called Abraham all alone. Because I'm telling you that, because when the Lord has called you, whether he's promoting you, whether he's giving you a new job, whether you're being promoted in ministry and he has called you, be careful how you leave the house behind. Because if you leave that house with all these people wanting to follow you and you're saying, yeah, come meet me at the bus stop, what you've done is left that house in disarray. When God calls you out, he does not say, take the worship leader, take that really great teacher, take that pastor, they're unhappy anyways, and go. We will leave the house in disarray. When the Lord calls you to another place for another season, it's all alone. You've got to say to the people that want to come, it's not your time. This is my call, and I have to go. I cannot take you with me. I will leave this house in disarray. That's for free this morning, because I've done it, and I know what it causes. All alone. If you're being promoted in this house, stay off the phone. I don't need to know. And whether I do or not, I'm not going to tell you. David left King Saul's house all alone. He did not want others to come, and he did not coerce others to go with him. When he made his decision to leave, he made the decision for himself, and he did not want to tear down King Saul's throne. That takes a great heart. That takes a heart of wisdom. Because when we leave the house behind, we often tear down a few bricks. Whether we're resentful about it, we're angry at the leader. He told us that I'm going to do this, this, and this, and it never happened, and I'm leaving. If I get on the phone, I'm going to cause a spirit to come through that house that I'm leaving. I'm going to leave it in disarray. And then I'm going to go stand at the pulpit and teach. What have I got to teach on? Be careful when the Lord is giving you a promotion or an opportunity. Watch how you leave the house behind. Abraham listened to God, and he took his livestock. He didn't take another man's livestock. He took down his tents, took all his scrolls, and he gathered his family, and they left all alone. Didn't leave his nation in disarray. He didn't call up 15 people and say, I hate this place, I'm out of here. This is wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Prize wisdom. When you are in transition, use wisdom. Because what I say to my friend, what I say to this friend is going to leave the place in disarray. If I say, bless your pastor, bless that leader, we're leaving the house intact. And if we who say we are people of God, if we are in a house above all powers and all thrones, then what we say to other people matters. It's influential to them. Because I'm from a house above all powers and above all thrones. So I'm going to influence you. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, you're going to listen to me because of my influence. So as a people of God, when God is ready for a promotion, when he's ready to move us to a higher place, make sure we're doing it with wisdom. We're moving to a new relationship. Do it with wisdom so no one's going to get hurt. I'm not going to go tell Denise, well, I got that promotion and you didn't. La, 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 la. We're people of God, and he is training us for reigning. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 26, Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. And in my Father's house that I love, and I love his presence, I am not going to treat my family, my neighbors, as if they are unworthy. David said, I love your house, Lord. So help me to treat others with respect. Help me to behave with wisdom. Help me to walk in wisdom. Help me to talk with wisdom. And help me, God, to forgive quickly. For I love your house. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love your presence. I love your house. So when you've asked me to leave one place to another, when you're promoting me from one level to another, help me to love your house still. And let's stand this morning. Do you know that song? I love your presence. Oh, that's okay. We're going to sing it. I love your presence. I love your presence. Do you love his presence this morning? Do you love the house that your father built? Do you love being in his presence? Then we've got to take this love into our neighborhood, into our workplace. And we've got to treat those who don't know the Lord with the same love that we have in his house. We've got to love our neighbors as ourselves this morning. In that season of transition, oh God, help us to walk with that same love for your house. In all that we do and say, in all our transition, in all our moves geographically, relationally, financially, we love your presence, God. Help us to walk like David walked when he left the house of Saul. Even though others wanted to go with him, he said, I'm going all alone. I do not want to leave this man's throne in disarray. And when Abraham was called to go to a place that you would show him, he gathered that which was his. He gathered his family and his livestock and his possessions. And he said, we're called to go, so we will go. But we will not leave this place in disarray. For we love you, Lord. Help us this morning. Whatever you've called us to do, whether it's up another level or a horizontal move, oh God, we pray that we will do it with revelation and with a greater understanding. We love your presence, and we don't want to lose a holy moment with you, Lord. So help us to walk in love and help us to treat others as we want to be treated. Help us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Even in this time of transition, Lord, help us to follow after you. For we love your presence, Lord. And we want to worship you in your house. In Jesus' name, amen. altars open? For the Lord wants to release some joy this morning. Before you go, take it. Receive it. Receive that impartation that He has. Wisdom is the principal thing. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. For in His presence there is fullness of joy. Receive it this morning. For we are in His presence, and He's above all powers and all thrones. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning. For you are good, you're good, you're good, you're good. And we receive your joy. We receive the joy of the Lord this morning. And we thank you for what you're doing in us, individually and corporately this morning. We love your presence. We love your presence. And we thank you for it, Lord. We want to thank those who joined us this morning. And we want you to receive that impartation, that blessing that the Lord is outpouring over His people. We love His presence, and we know you do too. Receive from Him this morning. And may He bless you this week. May He bless you when you come in and when you go out. May He bless you when you're leaving for work or staying home. May He bless you. And we invite you to join us again, for the Lord is moving among His people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you exponentially this morning.